Hello, my name is Sam Dunnewald, and I am the host of Dice Exploder, the Emmy-nominated podcast all about RPG design right here on the Many-Sided Network. And after years of interviews and ideation with some of the best designers in RPGs, my first print game is coming to Kickstarter. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes, a John Wick-inspired game about getting your bloody revenge. Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a game about standing in the shadow of a skyscraper in the pouring rain, bathed in bubblegum neon and someone else's blood, staring down at the man who ruined your life all those years ago, raising the barrel of a gun and asking, "Will you pull the trigger?" Band-Aids and Bullet Holes is a one-shot capsule game box set deck builder RPG, and you can follow it right now on Kickstarter. Back Band-Aids and Bullet Holes on May 5th.
Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5gmsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
Shibuya! Yeah, Shibuya roll call!
With 5GMs, we're telling stories using tabletop games, so check us out.
Hello everybody and welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat Season 5 from Inside the Tent. I'm Adam Gonzalez. I'm your GM today, taking us through Kids on Bikes 2nd Edition. We're traveling cross country, bouncing back and forth. The story may not take place back to back. There's different times from when we've been different places, and today we're in Nevada. Our minds are clear of whatever nonsense we've had to deal with. There's still strange things that happen on the road.
Compartmentalizing the murder of a town.
It didn't happen.
You guys have made your way towards Nevada and into a carnival.
Yippee.
The outskirts of a carnival. As you've just parked, you see the blinding, spiraling lights of moving carousels and rides. The exciting noises, the
"Hello, everybody, come on, come on, the carnival!"
People announcing and excitedly exclaiming, the sweet treats and the confections, all the things that bring people joy in the carnivals. You've arrived. You saw a little sign for it. It seemed fun, like a nice thing off.
Carnivals, I wanted cotton candy, that's why we're here.
Cotton candy's nice. Carnivals are nice in the summer. How has the past couple of weeks been?
A bit quiet. I feel like that first week was kind of quiet.
For sure.
Yeah. No more weird experiences or just like little weird stuff like usual?
Yeah, I think just little weird stuff.
Yeah, a lot to see. A lot of nothing to see. Definitely was a little weird. It's okay though. We're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You walk towards the front of this carnival. There's a like carnival barker kind of tickets, $2. $2 for a ticket.
Okay.
All right.
Well, yeah. So they take your $6, hand you 3 tickets. Have a fantastic time. And if you see Bozo, tell him he needs to go on his lunch. Thank you and have a great night.
Okay.
Cool. Let's go find this Bozo.
Yeah. As you guys walk in, you see that there's like a small like infirmary tent. It gets hot in Nevada. It's on the outside of the carnival, but it is this like little infirmary. You see there's probably about like 10 people in there.
Oh.
It's a hot day.
Yeah.
They have like cold packs.
It is Nevada.
Yeah. Some of them have kind of like their eyes are like a little sunken in, just dark. They're just like tired, gaunt, just like they have like ice packs and things like that. There's just a little nurse kind of going around tending to everybody. And you guys walk in. On your way in, can I get a grit roll from it? Actually, give me a personal roll. What's your personal fortitude?
I think grit.
Brains.
Right. Ooh.
A 12?
Okay.
No, I got a bunch of these things, so I'll reroll. A 7.
I'll roll grit, even though it's bad. It's a 2. Okay.
And Zeke got a 7?
Yeah.
Zeke and Javi, right before you cross the threshold of like into like this like this big arch, you both hear separately, and you don't even know the other heard is, and a cold kind of wash over you for a moment. Shake it off. You walk in.
No. I don't think so.
What? Yeah.
Little whispery voices?
Pardon?
Currently? Well, it stopped.
Well, we're in a carnival. I'm sure there's people all around us.
Okay. Sorry. I'm just like... starting to decide maybe I just want to say no.
Okay.
Look, this place is full of people. I'm sure nothing crazy is going to happen here. We're just going to have a good time. See a clown.
I just... like, it's been a little while. Things have been kind of mellow. I don't want to run into anything else. I'm just going to be honest.
That's fair.
How about... we already paid the tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just try to have a good time. If something weird happens, we'll just leave. We won't deal with it.
Can I at least get my cotton candy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's see if they have churros, let's just too. Get cotton
candy. I love churros.
We're going to go get food. Churros and cotton candy?
Yeah, they have those things. They have churros. Oh, hi. How many churros?
No, you guys want a churro?
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Three churros.
Three churros. Go ahead and be a dollar.
You know what?
For
give
you.
Me four. Four. I'm going to take two churros.
All right, we'll do $1.50.
Okay.
We give you four churros.
How are they?
They're good. They're really good churros. It's carnival food, right? Like, yeah. they've.
So it's not like Disneyland level churro, but still good.
You go get your cotton candy. Yeah. They spin it right in front of you. Yeah, they hand it to you. And it's just a nice night. It's bumping. There's a lot of people here. A lot of people your age, younger people. Like, it's just a nice carnival night. There's warm winds that come in. It's just like a warm Nevada night. There's nothing insane happening at the moment. All kinds of rides and things. What would you guys like to do?
Well, let's go on a couple rides.
Yeah.
I would like for each of you to describe to me a scene in which you pick a ride and what that ride is.
Oh, okay. I go, you know that one that's like shaped like a UFO and it spins and then you like go up? Yeah, and then I think Zeke is trying to go like upside down and stuff. Okay. Even though the guy in the thing is like, don't do that. And I'm like, yeah.
Knock it off. I told you, kid, knock it off. You just ate two churros.
Oh,
how
no.
How does going upside down on what roll do you want to give me to try to hold your churros?
Oh, Bob? I'm going to, we'll do grit. Oh, no. It's not, I'm gonna be, oh, no.
Yeah, the ride stops. I think you're able to hold it in until you get off. You get off in a wretch. You kind of fall on your back when it stops because you're upside down. What about you guys? How's that ride for you?
I like the idea that the guy running it like is just looking at me, arms crossed as I throw up.
Exactly.
Like, I told you.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm just like, it's almost over. It's almost over. It's almost over. It's almost over. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
I am chilling on it. Mm-hmm. I think I'm pretty good with most rides and most things. I'm just feeling kind of off tonight. I don't know.
Yeah. You're getting kind of achy.
Yeah.
Like you know, right before you get a cold?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Not feeling great.
Like, this is cool, and I'm like, I'm here because, like, they really want to be here. But if it were up to me, I'd be finding, like, a motel or somewhere to go lay down.
Yeah. You know those little, like, they're not cars, but they're, like, just little... individual things that you have like a couple people sitting in and it spins around.
Yeah.
Like one of those.
A lot of spinning rides today.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys.
I'm going to skip that one.
Yeah, you already.
I'll be like, yeah, no, I'm good. I need a minute.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
As
you're coming with me.
Oh, well.
As that ride finishes, you see one person get out and kind of stumble. Their eyes a bit sunken in, not unlike the people you saw at the front. Kind of, oh, no. Fall kind of face forward. Their friends kind of like, oh my god, like help them up, kind of walk them off to the side. But you've spun around. How was the ride for you?
I think it's one of those. I want to also think it's like one of those that has a thing in the middle that also spins
you
the car.
You use it to help you spin faster.
And like, help me spin.
Well, and then it's like,
yeah, you guys rapidly like, get this thing spinning.
And our final ride.
Yeah, I think I want to go, you know, those mazes that have like the funny mirrors and it's like kind of confusing, like one of those.
Yeah. Is everyone going to that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so you guys going through this mirror, the mirrors, you see one where you're taller, one where you're wide, all these different things, squiggly. Zeke, for a moment, you swear there's the face next to you in the mirror. It's an optical illusion. You're going through
mirrors.
Yeah, at one point, you all seem to have lost each other. There's a kind of a crowd in here. You know, people are bouncing around trying to escape because like a trap house mirror room. And you find yourself alone, Javi. And you just see, you swear you see what looks like two hands like this. One kind of on your chest up towards your neck and one on the like navel of your gut, like right above. They're gone. Optical illusion must be. These rooms are weird. They're full, like there's like smoke billowing in. Yeah, it's just odd.
Yeah, I'm about done. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, you guys stumble out. You guys get out eventually. It doesn't take that long. How was that for everybody?
Confusing.
I'm ready to go.
I was a little scared.
Well, do they have like a show?
Yeah, there's a couple of different like little events or shows or things
to do. Let's watch a show. Yeah, we can sit down, get some waters, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm feeling a little...
No, the Flying Graysons. One of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a little trapeze show. Nice. First two women kind of walk out. They're both leaning really hard to one side each time they take a step, but they're going to opposite sides. Mm-hmm. And so they're exchanging, but they're never going to fall, right?
I could do that.
I don't think you can.
I could do that, yeah.
And then they get to the center and one of them rapidly drops. The other one catches their footing, kind of filts them up. They kind of hit like a butterfly pose, kind of bending their arms and their legs to look like a, especially with like the cape and everything they have on. And they get caught again and flung around. And as they do that, two gentlemen bound off the ends, which are like a little like trampoline-esque. And like one catches one midair, and midair the other one jumps and grabs them. They're just doing flips and these
what
all kind
the boys
of
wearing?
Twirls. A little like leotards. leotards with like the arms out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's really cool. This is a cool show.
They flip around and there's just, you know, series of fun things like that. Zeke. It's just like, you just keep hearing it. People are probably talking behind you.
Yeah.
But when you hear that, you see one of the men who's just was about to catch one of the girls kind of shake his head like that. And then he misses her. They kind of collide midair and both of them fall. He hits the rope on his way down and kind of bends and then flings off and lands on the net underneath. And she directly lands on the net. She seems okay. He's kind of like holstering, like holding his like arm and like side. And they're like, oh, and so like they kind of quickly, you know, divert your attention elsewhere, try to get the show closed up. Oh my goodness, so that's going to be that show today. Thank you everyone for coming. And, you know, they're rushing everyone out. Please come on back next weekend. It'll be our last weekend in Nevada. Jesus Christ. Walking over.
Whoa.
That
was bad.
Yeah, that was gnarly. Oh, I hope they're okay.
Yeah, you guys like down to leave now? Cause
you guys want to leave without getting your futures read?
No.
Where did this lady come from?
You know, you might as well. Well, how much does it cost?
Can I see your palm?
I don't need to know about my future.
I'll give her my palm.
No, Zeke.
Free.
Oh, okay.
For you three.
Oh, well, I mean, if it's free, it probably won't take long.
Sure, why not?
Lovely.
We're here at the carnival. We're having fun.
It's the Carnival. I'm Val.
Nice to meet
you. Oh, you're the Val?
I'm the Val of Carnival. Oh. I didn't even start the carnival. The thing is that very accurate most of the time, and we do a big show. I guess what's in people's pockets, that's my main stuff. But I have my little boutique open. I do little readings, all that kind of fun stuff, fun jazz, and it's just a good time for me. And sometimes when I see people who I think are very, very, very special, I love to give them free readings. It just really expands upon my abilities. It feels like she's not looking at you, even when she is.
Okay, well, I mean, hey, might as well.
We're here.
We'll go after.
Yeah, we'll leave after this, yeah?
Don't you want to know what's in your future?
Not particularly, but, yeah, sure.
Right, don't worry. These things are all just like, they just tell you what you want to hear. It's not, they don't really tell you. No, it's just fun. It's just fun.
Okay, yeah, whenever you say that, but.
You guys all go to her little boutique?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is this, like 5x5 shack almost. Oh. And she like guides you in and then closes the curtain, and as the curtain closes, three candles alight, and she pain. What are you all so scared of?
You know, we've just been on the road and oh, okay.
She puts her hand on your shoulder. Yeah. Why do you feel bad? All of you. Guilty. It's none of my business. You don't have to tell me. Some things are better left unsaid. Why did you come to the carnival today?
It just sounded fun and I wanted cotton candy.
Cotton candy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite too. It wasn't even the psychic thing. I just love cotton candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Basketball?
What about it?
You love it, but you hate it?
I played before.
Right. I can tell from your shorts.
Looks down on my shorts.
It's not a psychic thing. It's just observation, honey.
Wow, she's good.
Very guarded.
Sorry, I'm just a little...
No, I understand.
...under the weather tonight.
That seems to be the trend. You know, I worry... I keep the place warded. The entire carnival, when we set up, every time we set up, I ward around. It takes a lot of work. It's very important to me to protect my people, the people I love. I don't like when people call us freaks and call my friends, my family freaks. That kind of stuff happens. And so I love to put up wards and be careful and be safe. The boss hired some folks recently, and they just, I worry, like you, that these paths, these ribbons, and she starts like pulling string out of, like off of like the top of, that's just kind of dangling from above you guys, are just all going to knot up, and the strings as they, like as she pulls them, they filt down a lot slower than you would anticipate, and as she's not touching them, they're just falling and they're beginning to entwine and they start to like knot and they kind of create like each end has like six strings sticking out of it, but the center is very tightly knotted up. She's like, and she grabs it in the center and she's like, and that's my worry, is it's so many interlocking pieces and you just can't unwind it. And when this kind of stuff happens, it's almost unstoppable. And she drops it in the little candle fire. Wisps up. It has the scent of oranges and wet sand. Your futures. Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Your hand again, sweet Zeke. Thank you. You have a wonderful future ahead of you, young Zeke.
Oh, nice.
You know, I fear that some people in your life worry that you have no goals or ambitions. And I fear that you think I'm here to just tell you whatever you want to hear. They're merited in those fears, Zeke. As you are, you have no ambition.
Yeah.
It's sad to see.
Well, you know, that's kind of why we're part of the reason I'm on this trip.
Exactly, and I believe that by the end of the trip, mayhaps, you will have found some ambition. At least have seen enough of the world to know what you do or don't want to do. Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Young Clementine. Thank you. That's all.
Okay.
You're so smart, young Clementine. Why don't you believe in yourself?
What?
What?
Huh? What do you mean?
You're leagues more wise than even someone who can see the minds and the strings. Yet you don't act on it.
I don't know.
What holds you back?
I don't know.
Okay. You'll know eventually.
Okay.
Has the whispering stopped?
I'm sorry.
You heard me.
I don't... No.
Do you hear it in this booth?
Do I?
You haven't since you've been in here.
No.
I use the strongest stuff outside my house in my booth. Most things won't be able to get through.
So what is it?
I don't know. I think it has something to do with the new hires. But it seems to like you. And you too, young Zeke.
No.
How to make it stop?
Not quite sure.
Great.
I figure if you leave the space, it'll stop. Most things can't exist beyond a certain space, and you're not haunted yourself, young Javi and young Zeke. You're, neither of you are haunted yourselves, so you don't have much to worry about if you get far enough away.
Okay, well then maybe we should get, we were thinking about getting going anyway.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
I don't think you're gonna be able to leave just yet.
Why?
Well, I'm pretty sure that something bad's about to happen.
Like...
You're more than welcome to try. I'm not sure. It's sort of out of my frequency.
Oh.
But you're more than welcome to try to leave. And I do hope I can help you. And she makes these little, just kind of little, like, prayer bags. Just puts, like, a bit of, like, clove and maybe, like, a wisp of, like, the dirt from outside. It's just a, like, aerial one. Here you go. I didn't have much time to do anything special for any of the three of you, but that should be enough if you want to try to make your way out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steer clear of the infirmary.
Okay. All right.
Be safe.
Thank you.
On your way out of her booth. The minute you guys at the booth, I need you guys all to give me the rolls you gave me when we first entered the carnival.
Oh, my stupid fuck-ass grit. Ooh, my dumb ass.
Ooh, I got an 8.
Ooh, good job.
Oh, I'm going to use a point.
Thank you.
I'm going to use a point.
Oh, another 12.
I could get worse, but...
One?
Yeah, whatever. The other one was a 2, so it's not much better.
You exit, and you immediately get a chill and are sick. Your lips get chapped. Your eyes sink in a bit. Your ears get hot and you start to sweat and you get dizzy and you see your friend begin to stumble. Oh. The largest of you.
Javi, are you okay? You don't look good.
I don't know what's up. I don't know what happened.
Let's just go. Let's get out of here.
I'm gonna hand you some water. Drink. Like, here, drink this.
I can't even, shaking.
Yeah, so you're gonna hand him some water.
Yeah.
Yeah. You grab the water. You kind of begin to drink it. You see now that more people on the way are kind of starting to like, oh man, I'm not feeling great. And as you see, people are kind of just leaving in mass. Almost there was an accident. You guys watched that. Mm-hmm. People are getting sick. People are just kind of migrating towards the exit. You guys aren't in the back of that, but you're kind of in the middle of that pack. And as you get closer to the gate, there's a change of the carnival music that's just been like upbeat, kind of different music playing. Some like classic carnival stuff, some like recent 80s pop things, just different music. And there's a boom, boom, and then a song starts playing. You can't quite recognize But you know, you're like, something. There's something up. And with that, you hear like from around the entire, on the outskirts, and then on the wind, you hear that those voices and those screams wash in over the crowd, over you. People are screaming and unsettled. And you see the people begin to kind of push out faster, and those that aren't sick, that are trying to get, like, the minute they get outside, fall so incredibly ill almost immediately and just start to lay down, throw up, retch, have hives, swollen, puffy eyes, so incredibly flu-like immediately. And you guys are being pushed towards that exit.
Oh. All right. You guys just want to make a run for the last unicorn?
I say we just get out.
Yeah, we have these protective things.
Yeah. Are you okay? Can you make it?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's just go. Let's just go.
Give me another grit, Javi. Javi passes out.
Oh, no.
As you're out, Javi's here. Help us in. Please help us in. Help us. Let us in. And then you come to, you've pulled Javi to the side. It's been a couple of minutes. Yeah. You fanned him. You're off to the side of the exit. You're not outside of the exit yet, though. Mm-hmm. You're still on the inside. I figure you pulled him out of the crowd before you guys were able to get out. You're still going to try to make a run for it, Javi?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to fuck out. Oh, I told you guys something was going to happen.
All right. Let's just get out.
How could we have known that something awful was going to happen at a creepy carnival?
Let us in. Help us in.
What do you mean?
I don't feel good.
Okay, let's just get out. Okay, can you stand up? Here. I hold out my hand. Yeah. All right.
We'll get him on either side.
Yeah.
We're just going to go for it.
Yeah, so you see now that almost everyone has pushed themselves out. Like, they've all kind of clambered out. And everyone has fallen sick. And they're like doubled over, throwing up, just different kinds of sick. But the first couple of people you saw in the infirmary are up and standing at the entrance.
Ooh.
They're just waiting outside the entrance. Almost like they're waiting in line to come in.
Huh. That's weird.
So the carnival barker is sick and down off of his little pedestal, off his little soapbox.
Is Javi getting any better the closer we're, getting out?
No, Javi's about the same. Javi looks better than the people outside, but doesn't look good.
Yeah, let's make a run for it. We'll get on either side of Javi and we'll just go.
All right.
I'm sick. I'm going.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys are trying to run out?
Yeah.
Okay. I need everyone to give me your rolls again.
Ooh, 10.
Not a grit again.
13.
Can I do flight instead?
Nope.
I fucked up.
Javi.
Let me see if I can roll again.
Oh.
Worse. Cool.
You two begin running, holding Javi up.
Yeah.
You guys clear through the threshold. And again, there's like this 10-person line just waiting at the entrance / exit where you guys came through. A bunch of sick people. You guys make it out, and Javi's arms stop at the entrance.
Oh my God.
As Javi, you're prevented from going out. Your two little bags that you had on you alight and begin fizzling rapidly. Almost like you know those little like fireworks that like spin around, like those. It's like those. Javi, you're still in the carnival. The two of you are on the outside. I need your resistance against negative energy roll. How are you going to resist negativity?
Yeah, I think I'll stick with grit.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to use a pip.
12.
Okay. Kim's on a roll.
7.
Oh, 9.
19.
Okay. Zeke, you're quickly getting weighed down by the sickness. Your stomach starts to hurt. Your hands are shaking. Whoa. You get cold, but you're still moving, unlike the people that are laying down on the ground. You're fine. You feel it. You're almost immediately break a fever and you get a little bit of a cold sweat, but you're not getting dropped by. You're like, fuck, I don't feel good.
Yeah.
But Javi is still inside.
Oh, my God.
And your things are burning up still.
Oh, my God.
I can go, Clem, maybe you should go for the car, drive it around here. I'll see if I could help Javi.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'll throw you the keys. I'm not feeling good.
Are you positive?
I think it's our best chance. I don't know what's happening.
All right.
So I'm going to go. I throw Clem the keys. I'm going to go back for Javi, try to see if I can get him out.
Yeah, so you go back in, and as you do, as you pass this person in line, you make it. And it's almost like it's coming out of this person that's standing in line. And at this point, this person's pale, blue-lipped, is just kind of waiting there, just limp-shouldered, limp-armed. Just dead-eyed, just waiting to go inside. And you make it back into Javi. You're running for the car?
Yeah, I'll run for the car.
And give me another roll, please.
Yeah. Grit or the one in the beginning?
Grit.
12? 12? 7.
You make it to the van without getting any sicker, but your little pennant... is gone.
Okay.
Has been a lit aflame. Your pennant putters out and still kind of exists in a bit of char once you've crossed the threshold back in. You're in the van. It's around you.
Yeah.
Maybe not on you, but around you. Zeke, Javi, you guys are inside again.
Okay. I'll be like, don't worry, my grandpa showed me how to pull bodies from the war. So I grab like under his arms, you know, and start trying to drag him out that way.
I would like rolls from the beginning again, please.
11. Okay.
Okay. 11. You're strong enough to do it. You get him to the edge, and again, boom! You're going through because of your pendant.
Yeah, I'm too far gone.
And you clear through, and your pendant alights again as you. You pull the van around, yeah. And your friends are well. You've made it out, but again, his arms are stopped there. You're holding him, and you just can't pull him through the threshold. Man is waiting there in the van.
Oh,
if it looks like Zeke's having a hard time with Javi, I'll get out and see if I can help.
Yeah, you grab Javi, and he won't come through the threshold.
This episode is brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romance novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I, Kim, am a really big movie lover, and I've recently gotten back into reading, so I just finished Project Hail Mary, and I really enjoyed their piece about how we've been getting first contact all wrong, and their piece on how Hopecore seems to be the future for sci-fi, especially with the vibe of Project Hail Mary and Superman last year. Hope is punk. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBC Many Sided, or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.
Hey, you! You don't look familiar. First time in this part of the city? I see that sneer on your face. Better wipe it off before I do it for you. This is home. This is the best place you could ever want to be. Whether or not this is where you meant to end up, you found yourself on a rather fortuitous street. You see that corner building down there? 3 floors up. Lamplight Investigative Services. Friends of mine, you ask. Loaded words you're throwing around this evening. Good people is what they are, though. Not a single one of them will admit to being nice. Something about duty, yada yada. A bunch of BS if I do say so myself. Who am I? No need to worry your pretty little head about that. I'm sure my name will come up in time. But go, see for yourself, 3 floors up, gold-gilded sign. As for Mama, don't tell him I sent you. She'll know what to do.
All doors are just windows that we can't see through. You ever think about that?
We provide our patrons with anonymity.
Hello, this is Mama Amaretta speaking.
Lamplight Investigations, a Thirsty Sword Lesbian's noir mystery. Full season, available now on Queer PG.
Start slapping like the side of your cheek.
I don't know.
Get it together, man.
I'm trying.
Get it together. We have to get out of here. You wanted to leave so bad.
I would like rolls for you two again, please, because you're on the outside.
Grit or beginning?
Grit.
God, 2. God damn it.
11.
You finally are weighed down by the sickness of whatever this is. Your guts are on fire. It feels like there's an iron twisting inside of you. Your chest feels compressed with every breath you take, and your hands tremble, and sweat dribbles off of your nose as you're just kind of giving into this sickness. You're holding your friend, and then you just kind of just slip off of him. You have this blur to your eyes from its intense fever, and you kind of just fall to your hands, and he's like, I'm not feeling well.
Oh, I'm going to reach into my pocket, pull out $2, and just go, the ticket's $2. If you want to get in, just pay the...
Oh, my God.
Just pay $2. I am. I'm trying. Here's $2. Take it.
They put their hand out.
I try to hand them the $2.
They grab it and crumple it. They put their hand back up.
I'm going to need that.
And now the voices are kind of multiple coming out of this one person's mouth at the front of the line.
I'll hand them my ticket. See if that works.
They grab your wrist.
Oh, no. No. I tried. That's all I can do.
And you feel the sickness weigh down on you a bit more. You see that the people that have gotten out before you are now beginning to get blue-lipped, pale, and some of them have begun to stand up and get in line. The line has increased by maybe to 18 people now in total. You're standing on the outside, Amanda. Your friend Javi's on the outside. Zeke doubled over talking to this blue-lipped, pale person whose voices come out in duality. Help us. Holding his wrist.
Oh my God, okay. All right. The car's right there. Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna go over to... Oh, Javi's on the floor.
Yeah.
Zeke isn't doing good either. Oh my God. Oh.
A voice rings in your head. You're so smart, Clementine.
Oh my God. I hate this. Okay. Javi and Zeke are close-ish to each other, right?
Yeah, so, okay. Literally, you guys are separated by 6 inches.
Yeah.
Like, just the thickness of the fence.
Okay.
Of a barrier.
Can I deduce that being by the infirmary is bad right now? Because she said to avoid the infirmary, and the infirmary is by the exit.
Yes, well, the exit and entrance are the same.
Yeah, the exit entrance.
Okay, so the infirmary is functionally empty now. Everyone that you saw in the infirmary is now waiting in line.
We're going to get got, you guys.
We're going to get so got. This is so bad.
We're stuck at a carnival, too, even worse. This is, I would rather have turned to ash.
Okay. I need to see if I can help get Javi back on his feet.
Okay.
So I'm going to go over to...
You're going back inside?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, cross threshold back in.
Yeah. Javi. Hi.
I think I'm just going to start trying to crawl to the car. The van.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
You're sick. Give me another grit really quickly.
6.
You just almost, you like pinhole vision and you're just kind of giving in. You just slowly, you're halfway to the car and you're kind of just sprawled out laying in the dirt.
Javi.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Let's get back on our feet.
Yeah.
Let's get to the car. The car's right there.
Okay.
The car's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll try.
You still have your bag on, yeah? Your necklace?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think it burnt up or anything.
No, it hasn't burnt at all. Yeah, so you go to exit. Give me a grit. You feel the push against this border.
The car's right there.
Oh, my God.
You just can't cross through it. You're behind him, like, pushing him, and he physically cannot go through this open space.
Javi, please.
If I can't just go. You could just go with...
I'm not just gonna leave.
You say that, and then you both look and see Zeke face down in the dirt.
What is it? What is it? Why can't you go through?
I just won't. I don't know. Do I not know?
How spiritual is Javi?
Not super.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, give me another grit roll, please.
I'm gonna get got. You got. Ooh, 12.
Oh, roll thank again. God. Four. Zeke, you start to pull yourself out of it, and you kind of like, oh, I don't feel good, and you're like, I need to move. And it's that, you know, when you like throw up really bad and you're laying on the floor of the bathroom and you're like, I have to get to my bed. It's that. You're like, ugh. And you're like crawling a bit. And so you're moving again, but so slowly.
You wanted to leave. Let's leave, please.
I'm trying, Amanda. I'm trying.
You're going to do another grit?
Yeah, I'll do another one.
Oh my God, you're stuck on two.
Are you using it again?
I mean, I might as fucking well.
Beautiful. I love this. I'm having a lot of fun here.
Yeah, I can't. What is that?
Another fucking two.
Yeah, twos. That's chosen. All I got. Just help Zeke get to the car. I'll be all right.
You're obviously not.
I'll figure
Can
it
I
out.
Can I try to think of, like, why Javi is stuck?
Clem's smart. What thing did all three of you have in common that you all don't know moments before you try to escape?
Yeah, our little bags, because mine and Zeke's burnt up.
Yeah.
Javi still has his.
Mm-hmm. They're protection. They're supposed to protect you.
Are they, though?
Well, these things aren't coming in.
But we can't get out.
Where's the safest space?
Being in.
Zeke, give me another grit.
8.
You're getting tired again.
No.
Do I have to rip this stupid thing off of you?
What? Rip what off of me? What are we talking about, Amanda?
Your little pendant thing.
I thought this was like a good thing.
Yeah, but it won't let you get out. Because the safest place is in, because they're out. You get what I'm saying?
No. But okay. If that's what you think...
Yeah, if we're going to try to get you out of here.
Okay. Okay. Just like pulling at it.
All right.
What do you do with it?
I'll hold it.
Okay.
I'm going to get Javi out.
Give me your beginning rolls again. Except for you, Javi. You give me a grit, though.
14.
Oh, I'm going to use
a 3 this time.
Oh, that's different.
To the 2. Fuck. I'm going to use another pit. Oh, that's a 9.
Hey.
Or is that a 6? No, that's a 9. No, that's a 6.
You're just on, like, your forearms and your knees, heavy breathing. You've puked a bit.
I don't have anything left in me.
Yeah, you push through. It alights pretty quickly, but you're able to push out of the barrier. You guys start running. Immediately, Javi is... back to losing vision, stumbling in the same predicament as Zeke. Javi falls forward, hands and knees. You're up, Amanda. Clementine.
Oh,
Clem.
My fucking God.
Both of the boys are on the ground.
Both of the boys are on the fucking ground. Okay. Is Javi out?
Yeah.
But is also, like, out.
Javi's in probably worse condition than Zeke now. Zeke, give me another grit and see what you got going on.
Another 6? That's another 6.
You dry heave some more.
Oh.
Amanda, give me another grit.
The 4?
It's finally hitting you.
Yeah.
Well, we're all gonna die.
What do you do, Clem? As Zeke goes to talk, you hear that with every word. His little you also hear just go.
How far was the Val's place from where the exit entrance is?
It's like deep inside. Like it's opposite end practically.
Oh my god, that's so far.
Give me a neuter grit, please, for everybody. Warning, Zeke, this is your last one.
Well, that looks like a one to me.
It makes sense.
Nine.
Didn't you fail the last one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you
I
have
did.
Two things then.
Okay, then I'm going to.
Sounds good.
Oh, that's another one, baby.
You use the other one?
Yeah. Here we go. Third one. Oh, a three.
Oh, my God.
Okay. And what'd you get?
A three.
Clem, you're getting sicker, but you're not doubled over like them yet. Your constitution is just a little bit better. Javi, at this point, you went from hands and knees, kind of just like slowly sprawling out on the ground.
I'm boy sick right now.
Yeah, you're boy sick. You're boy sick all the way.
Dude, this is a perfect representation of boy sick.
It is.
And then Zeke, you, and everything just kind of goes dull. It's like you're on autopilot. You're not behind the controls anymore. You kind of see everything through like this shimmer, this gray kind of, mm-hmm. almost like you're looking up through water, and you see yourself get up, and you walk and get in line.
Does it at least pick up the $2?
No.
God damn it.
And you see as Zeke gets up and gets in line.
Yeah. I'm going to use all my motivation to point at the $2 to Clem.
Yeah, you do
every bit of my being.
You do see like it strain and the knuckle unfurl and point at the $2. So you know Zeke is still in there.
That's the least of my problems right now. Oh my god.
There's about like 25 people in line
though. That's so many people in line.
I mean, there's a lot of people here and no one made it to their car but you.
Christ. Okay. I'm not strong. I would like to drag Javi towards the inside, but I don't think I can. I'll try.
Give me a grit.
Yeah.
This is you working hard.
Seven.
You begin dragging him, but you're getting so sick now. Javi, you feel... I mean, you guys aren't that far from the door, yeah. from the entrance. You feel your ankles get grabbed, and you're just like... getting dragged through the dirt. Oh, so good. You drag him. Give me another grit for the both of you.
For the both of
no,
us?
No, from the both of
oh,
you.
Oh, okay. I was like, what do you mean? It's a four. I'm going to use this little guy.
What is
a
that?
A two. You and your lovely twos. A nine.
Okay, you managed to yank Javi all the way through.
Oh.
Wow.
Is that in the box?
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely in the box.
Please roll
again.
Is
that a four?
Yeah.
Another four?
And a one. So nine.
You... Not only do you get pulled through, but you manage to like stumble upwards a bit and like and you clear through right as you and you guys are through, the two of you. It's not getting worse. You don't feel good though. You're starting to feel quite sick.
You're in.
I'm in.
You look terrible.
Thank you.
Yeah,
where's
of course.
Zeke?
Zeke is in line.
Fuck. What do we do?
I can't let Zeke in because Zeke is whatever that thing is. Those things are.
Oh.
I want to go to the spirit lady, but she's so far away.
Well, I don't think Zeke's going anywhere.
I guess that's a fair point. You don't feel well enough to come with me, do you?
I'll go.
Be honest.
I'll go with you.
Be honest.
We're going.
Be honest.
Let's go.
Mm-mm.
We got it.
You're not being honest.
I'm not going to let you go by yourself, Amanda.
You don't. Look good. You've been on the floor for the majority of this.
I'm up. Let's go. Let's go.
Children, did you try to leave?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so at this point, Val's made her way out to you.
Oh, cool. Great. She's here. I didn't have to go all the way over there.
If you didn't heed my advice, this would end up happening. And so I thought I'd just step on out and check on it. And, well, your third friend, Zeke?
In line.
I'm making small talk, but in like static voice. Nice weather we're having.
Nice.
We just keep saying that back and forth.
Yeah. Actually, I prefer when it's colder.
Oh, but you know, it's a dry heat, so it's not so bad.
Florida, unbearable this time of year.
I love the white people banter. Yeah.
So She's like, oh, well, that's unfortunate to say the least.
Yeah.
But it'll be okay, I think. How are you two? Well, he's not dead.
He's not dead? Are you sure?
90%. Did you see him die?
I mean, I don't think so.
Well, he's just sick.
How do we make him better?
His body has to do most of that. That's science.
I love a fortune teller.
Are you serious?
Just being like, that's just science. I don't know.
That's an antibodies thing. I don't have much control over that. Is he fully vaccinated? I'm just kidding, honey. It's a ghost sickness.
What do you mean, ghost sickness?
A spirit sickness. A dark spirit touches you. There's a lot of different words for it.
How do you cure it?
Well, I've never seen it to this capacity, and frankly, I've never seen this level of spirit. So, not quite sure. Mostly, like, usually, like, general purging of evil spirits and cleansings usually work. That's why they're not able to get in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've warded the area. They need someone to let them in. Don't do that. Don't do that. But, yeah, typically cleansings work, but, well, it's like we got a line of about 32 people now.
Yeah.
And counting.
Uh-huh.
They won't leave. They want in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they want in here?
I don't know. What do they want?
The music. You hear it too, right? I'm walking blind right now. Whatever that is fogging up the whole area's frequency. So, I'm just like you guys right now.
We really need to get earplugs.
Yeah. Music. You see any, like...
Is there a place that it's playing from?
Yes, but... I don't know, it's going to be pretty difficult to probably get in there. They lock it up and all that stuff. The new hires are a real pain in the ass.
Alright. Do these new hires happen to wear all black suits?
No. There's one who wears, like, a white coat.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't love them. I'm calling them new hires. They offer my boss, the Barker, a lot of money. I love him. He's family, but he makes ill-advised decisions. Offered him a lot of money. I warned him against it. Sometimes he doesn't always believe me. Why wouldn't you believe someone who's a psychic? Doesn't make sense to me. I see the future, literally. It's not my fault the future could change sometimes, and sometimes your wife leaves you when you cheat on her. I can't control that. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm walking blind. Do you know when the last time I wasn't able to see the future was?
Never.
Exactly. Is this how you feel all the time?
Yeah.
Dumb and stupid and don't know what is going on at all?
All right. That
I'm sorry.
Like a bit
I'm sorry.
Much.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm
okay.
Sorry. Invite your friend in. Just your friend.
No.
Call Zeke to the door. I think I could get one in. That's a bad idea. Don't do that. I can't see the future.
I was like, that's a bad idea. I thought you've been telling us to not let them in.
We shouldn't, but I can't see the future, so I can't guarantee that Zeke won't be better when he comes in.
But what if one comes in and then they let the rest of them in?
That's what's going to happen.
You know about the how the music works anyways, don't you, Amanda?
I mean, I was walked through it.
Oh, you do this? This is...
No, I don't. It's just something that I did once.
I see.
Do you have earplugs?
I don't think that's going to help.
They wear earplugs.
I still can't see the future.
She puts her fingers in her ears and keeps doing it. It's like, it's not coming back.
Anyways, yeah, he doesn't listen. Hired these fellas, and they've been doing some weird stuff. Nothing crazy, just weird songs here and there. Every once in a while, like, a leprechaun will show up. I don't know. Real leprechauns, like, little things. Not actual leprechauns. They didn't have gold or anything. They didn't have red beards. They're just, like, little, like, green, leathery skin, pointed ears, sharp teeth. I don't know. Small, like a foot and a half. Mean.
No one said they saw them but me. Make me sound like I'm crazy because I can see the future.
Anyways, it's been a real shit show of a time here.
Uh-huh.
It's supposed to be Carnival, but instead it's Carny these assholes who summon monsters to us, and now that's a me problem because all of my friends are hiding with their bags. Where are your bags? Where are the bags around your necks?
They burned.
Oh, they burnt off all of them?
Yeah.
You took his off. I can see the future. I saw the future earlier. I knew you were going to take it off. It's in your pocket. It's dangling from you right now. I'm sorry. I'm mad. I shouldn't be mad at you. You're young. You're confused and scared.
I don't know where all the sass is coming. coming from? I just need help.
It's Carnival. I'm Val.
Yes, I know.
But apparently it's Carney assholes.
Okay,
did you not
get that? We heard that.
Let's just go to where
the
music
is.
Where's
the music?
I'll take you there, but I mean, again, it's locked. If you want to break in?
Yes.
Yes.
Can you guys, is that something you guys
can do?
We can figure it out.
I'm feeling good. I can break things.
I don't think you are.
Should we get your friend inside?
No.
Just checking. Okay, but again, I can see the future, but not all the future. Sometimes the future changes.
What if it lets the rest of them in?
Well, so the future I did see, eventually someone does let them in.
We're not going to be the ones to do that.
I agree. But what about Zeke?
Zeke looks at the line.
What game are you playing, ma'am?
Zeke looks at the line like, good thing we got here when we did.
It would have been a nightmare.
We would have been in here forever.
You really beat the traffic.
Yeah, that's why you wake up early.
Anyways, I'm sorry. I'm frustrated. I can't see anything. I'm walking blind.
Just
it's weird.
Just start walking to where the music is.
Okay. She starts taking you guys, to this little, like, kind of off building. It's the only building here that's not, like, a shack. It is, like, a big-ass metal shipping container, like, two of those stacked on top of each other, pretty much.
Jesus.
Like, fortified under the ground with, like hydraulic rods that you can tell, like, are attached to it and then shot into the ground to kind of keep it in space.
Okay. How do you get in?
Then you see, like, it's like truly like one of those things to Jesus. Open, but you can see that it has like a padlock on the outside.
Oh my god. Okay.
Personally, I think the padlock is a red herring.
Mm.
Look, because if they're inside, why is the padlock on the outside? Right. It could just be me.
Wait, they're like in there now currently?
Well, who's playing the music?
Oh.
Right. Or they were in there? I don't. Frankly, I don't get paid enough to do this.
I'm just going to go knock on it.
All right.
Boom, boom, boom. Silence.
I do it again.
Boom, 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 boom. Silence.
Is anyone in there?
Silence. You guys see a group of people kind of that have been like hurtled, like hiding, right? Mm-hmm. Like are kind of making their way towards the front now.
Stop right there.
Hmm? Oh, hey, hi. We're just trying to get to our car. My daughter's not feeling great.
Don't move or don't get out of here.
The weather's so nice. She doesn't feel well. Gotta get home.
You are staying put.
Young lady, you're not in charge of me. We're gonna go.
This is Val of Carney Val.
She knew what kind of keys I had in my pocket, and it made me uncomfortable.
No one's leaving.
Who's gonna stop me, right? Me and my family.
My posture.
Your lips are chapped.
I lick him a little bit. This is Val of Carney Val. Pointing towards Val.
Right. Again, she knew it was in my pocket. It was weird. She knew that I had a second credit card. Got me yelled at by my wife. We're trying to get out of here.
There's a lot of weird stuff going on outside. You don't want to be outside.
We're just going to make it to the car.
No, you're not. You're not going to make it to the car.
I tried to make it to a car.
Is that why your lips are chapped?
Exactly. It's yes, 100%. I throw up a lot.
Can you guys give me charm rolls?
I throw
please?
Up so much.
A 2.
Well, that's a 4.
We're gonna go.
Oh my god, don't do it.
I'm not even from
just,
here.
Okay, if anyone asks to be let in,
don't do it.
Do it.
Right.
Even if they say it's going to be okay,
don't
do it.
It's not going to be okay. Think about vampires. Never a good idea.
Right. We'll be on our way. The small family makes their way towards the front, and Val looks at you guys.
What?
Those guys sucked.
Yeah.
How do you want to get in here?
Can I look and see if there's a way to like to get in that's not this part?
Yeah.
Can I roll? Mm-hmm. Brain?
Yeah.
Brain? 18.
You walk around and you're like, man, this thing is just a big ass metal container. Like there's no, mm-hmm. And then you just hear Val's voice again, like, I feel like it's a red herring. And there's just this kind of little corner that for some reason is like speaking to you, and you go over to it and there's a piece of metal that's like sheet metal that it blends, it's the same color, but you can see it's been like placed over, and you like lift it up and there's a little like kind of like microphone thing and then a little like fingerprint like scanning apparatus.
Okay.
There's a thing over here.
A thing.
It's like a microphone and then a finger scanny thing.
I was right. It was a red herring.
Yeah.
Well, our fingers aren't going to work.
Our fingers are definitely not going to work.
And our voice isn't going to work.
Definitely not going to work.
Is there anything I can try and like smash this interface with?
She just touches it. It's like, my fingers and voice didn't work.
Wow. Yeah. No kidding.
Whoa.
Okay. Whoa for you. But what is us?
I'm sorry. Have you guys had your eyesight taken away recently? You know, right? You guys get where I'm coming from? You don't. You couldn't.
Thoughts on what to do now?
Is there anything I can smash this interface with? Is what I want to do.
Rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
There's the mallet from the
I will the strength take, game. Actually, yes, that. Yeah, that'll do
go,
it.
You go get the mallet and you run over and you give me a fight.
Brawn?
If you want to pitch me on Brawn, I'll take Brawn. It's you using your raw strength. I'll take it.
Yeah, me being strong. Yeah. Strong as hell. 14.
Yeah, you hit this thing repeatedly, and finally it kind of gives in, and it just kind of slides open like 3 inches.
And I throw up.
Yeah, aww. You do.
Oh. Don't look at me.
I'm sorry.
Don't
look at me.
All right.
I'm gonna borrow the hammer.
Yeah.
She puts it in and like leverages it and slides it open. Hello. I don't think there's anybody in there. You go first.
Yeah.
Take the hammer.
Take the hammer. Yeah,
you and there's no one inside.
There's no one in here. Clem.
Okay.
Where's the music?
Where's the...
So you go in.
Is there like a control panel or something?
Yeah, so it's this kind of big, like almost like AV style, like plug-in situation.
Jesus Christ.
And it has a like cracked open briefcase, but the thing is that it... It's not just like it itself is not playing. It's almost like the briefcase is powering the whole thing, if it makes sense to you. Yeah.
Well, the briefcase is powering it.
You take out the briefcase.
All right.
Or I smash the briefcase.
I'm hacking into the mainframe.
Yeah, you walk over to it. I mean, it's like intricately like tied and plugged in. Mm-hmm. It's not just like unplugging something.
I'm hacking into the mainframe.
What are you trying to do?
Or I can smash it.
That's also true.
Easy.
Could I think that maybe smashing it would do something?
Perhaps, but it's one of those things where it's like we smashed the noise-making machine and it might make more noise.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like we... What's the science on that?
Is there like a turn-off switch?
big red button,
that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, big red button.
No, but there's a handful of like scattered papers and things like that around.
I'm looking around.
Okay, yeah,
I'm
you start picking up
notes.
Papers.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck they are.
So you grab a couple of notes. One of them is, so it's an instruction like thing.
Okay.
And it's labeled Dr. Daniel T. And you kind of look through it. And it has like a lot of scribbles and things of that nature that like kind of... You see it's like wavelengths layering over each other, mm-hmm. and things like that. And then it goes over the like order of operations to unplug it. You have to go in a specific order to get it, or like they'll like catch on each other almost.
Yeah.
It's almost like a purposeful puzzle.
Okay. Does it look like one person can do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It so every paper you grab is labeled Daniel T.
Okay. I'm going to try to follow this to do the shutty down unpluggy thingy.
Yeah, totally. Hey, the music stops playing.
Okay. All right. The music's off.
Cool. Are the...
Can you see?
Yes. Sorry, it took a second.
Can you see the things outside?
Oh, yeah, they're still there.
Ah.
We're around the last unicorn rotating my tires. They're like, thanks, I forgot to do this.
Might as well get it done.
Okay. How do we cure the ghost sickness?
Well, there's a lot of them. I'm still not positive.
Chicken noodle soup.
You did not just say chicken noodle
And then she like perks up for the soul.
What?
Like on the verge of passing out.
Okay, elaborate.
Okay, again, these spirits, new to me, not something I'm super keen on. And they just don't make sense. But you're sick, but you're physically sick from their negative energy.
We need good energy.
Chicken noodle soup for the soul.
Drown out the bad.
Exactly. The warding talismans have done some work, but not enough. I don't...
Do we go out there and give them all hugs?
I don't feel good.
I don't feel good.
We could let them all in, and we go out, and I just kind of reverse and trap them in the carnival.
How likely is that to work?
To trap them?
Like, what does that do? Does that just trap them inside now?
Yes, yeah.
So that doesn't fix it?
Well, it prevents your possessed friend from wandering away. My big fear is that now that the music's not playing anymore, they're not going to be as drawn to this place, and they're going to leave.
Oh, and all our wheels are rotated right now, so we're ready to go.
Okay.
Spirits right. Like this are never seen in this density. They're the leftover negative energy from when people pass on. They're the negative karma that exists, the negative things we've done that can't be put back as part of the universe.
Okay.
That's what's out there. And they're holding on to your friend and to friends and peoples and families. That's what's in line to get in. They're not getting beckoned here anymore. They're going to go find other places to get more people sick. So they have more places to go.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually they might burn their own negative energy out just through the sheer numbers game. I don't know if your friend's going to survive that long. Most bodies can't keep up that much negative energy for that long.
Can we, like, trap them all in there except for Zeke and then try and do some chicken soup for Zeke when he's on the outside with us?
We could try
just
that.
For Zeke.
Zeke, give me a grit roll.
7.
Zeke, it's like you're looking out from underwater, but I think that Zeke is... You've said it, Zeke is superstitious to a sense. He's religious. He was raised religious. And so I'm sure he's maybe reciting some prayers or things like that. Things that bring himself a calmness and a resolution. And I think there's even a bit of levity in seeing them work. Like, seeing the bodies kind of help each other out. Stupid things. And, like, I think the spirits have even moved the cars around. Like, the cars have been, like, reorganized and better organized. And they're all back in line. You're back in line. And you're feeling clearer. Not back, but clearer.
I mean, I guess we could try that.
I think it's better than...
than them going off.
And having just a bunch of zombie people everywhere.
Yeah, I guess.
Zombie carnival. I fucking told you guys something weird was going on.
Okay, let's try it.
All right, let me go get everyone out the back. And then we can go do that.
Okay,
I'll be right back. She's off for like 20 minutes. Comes back. Ready?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's do this.
Okay.
Okay, you guys head out the back.
Okay.
Do you still have the briefcase? Or was it just like...
I don't.
You guys head out the back?
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna go let him in.
All right.
Should we?
Yeah. Should we intercept Zeke?
Find Zeke.
Yeah.
So you guys walk all the way around.
Yeah.
You kind of see the entrance. Zeke's about like 31st in line. Mm-hmm.
Oh man, are they painting the clowns or something? What's taking so long?
I don't know, man. This is ridiculous.
I should talk to the manager.
You see Val come up. Welcome to Carnival. And she like does this, and in the kind of dirt gives under her, like the wind she generates with her hand, and they rush in like full speed.
Yeah.
And she kind of sits there, and you see that like the pressure you've all been feeling, the sickness you've all been feeling is hitting her immediately as they're running into the carnival looking for healthy bodies to infect. You guys see Zeke 32nd in line. How are you getting Zeke?
I guess we just
tackle him.
All right.
Brawn or fight?
Brawn.
All right. Zeke, give me a fight.
Oh, I got 3.
18.
Nice.
19.
full shoulder check Zeke out of line onto the ground and pin him down as they and they're all just running in. Let me see how efficient she is at locking them all in here. So she's like kind of already buckled over with just the wave of negative energy of them running in. And then she kind of begins doing the thing and like kind of just just putting little things here or there, kind of like praying to herself in different ways. You guys have gotten Zeke down. How do you give Zeke chicken noodle soup for the soul?
Chicken noodle soup.
Look here,
bucko. Stop that.
What's good chicken noodle soup, Amanda?
Zeke, remember when we formed Death Trout and we thought that naming our first song Upstream would be so funny? And we spent too long working on this stupid song because I couldn't get the line down.
Zeke, give me another grit roll.
Got a 9.
You're coming closer to, like, actually looking through your eyes, not, like, remote viewing.
Mm-hmm. Remember that one time we snuck into the movie theater and to watch that rated R movie when we were not old enough to do it, and we saw the best scene of our life. And then we got kicked out.
I just softly say boobies.
Yeah, give me another grit roll.
The power of boobies.
11. You come to, you see your friends, and then you hear.
What did you left?
Give me another grit roll. Oh, this time, no. Do it with a form of disadvantage.
Oh, let's see, was that 4 and a 3?
You remember this moment of like, oh, like that was such a fun summer, and then you remember almost immediately the following year. Your friend being around less, which was frustrating in and of itself, but it was worthy. Like, you could deal with that. But then you were all supposed to go to homecoming, and you were going to meet up at your house after to watch movies. You got home and got everything settled in, and Amanda showed up. And Amanda showed up solo and was so upset. Cheeks were bright red from, like, the cold of outside. It had clearly walked there. Zeke, give me Zeke's role. How is he going to deal with this negative emotion? Is he going to deal with it by, this is the past, this is something I need to get past? Or is it like, I haven't gotten over this?
I think he's more like kind of keeping it down, you know, just trying mm-hmm. to keep that emotion out of his head.
What role is it?
I guess it would be grit, just trying to deal with it. What is that? A 9?
You push back forward.
What did?
And you kind of come out of it. You're still in the stupor. You don't feel good, but you're back in your head a bit. You can talk to your friends. You see your friends. They don't look great. They look like shit.
Oh, let's get out of here.
Zeke! Chicken noodle soup?
Zeke! Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's get out of here.
I'm going to try to shuffle to the car.
Yeah, you begin shuffling to the car. And as you do, Amanda, you feel your pocket and some of those papers that you would like thumb through. You don't know when, but Val must have folded them up and shoved them in your pocket.
Okay.
And they crinkle a bit. And you're like, what? Like, what is Val's problem? And you look back, and Val is slowly kind of just laying down, just getting tired and sick inside of the carnival. And you guys go to the van?
Yeah.
And you leave.
Oh, as we're driving away, I look out the window, and I see the $2 on the ground. No.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the negativity of leaving $2 behind almost gets you. Yeah. And you drive away from the carnival.
I'll drive since neither of you are doing well.
Oh.
Are you guys alright?
Chicken noodle soup, man.
Chicken noodle soup.
That's the episode. Someone do the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat.
My sister had a baby.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hello, hello. Thank you for listening to 5GMs in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media at 5GMs in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5GMs Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5GMsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5GMs in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you liked the episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5GMsinatrenchcoat.
Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.